As I mentioned in the beginning of chapel, today is graduation celebration, where we want to bless and honor and pray for those who are graduating this semester, graduating at Christmas. And so without further ado, if you are graduating this semester, graduating at Christmas, will you come forward up on the stage? Good job, Matthew, on getting that applause started. Good job. Here you guys are. I kind of sent you some questions. After I sent you some questions to think about, I kind of thought of some other questions. So there'll be a mixture of preparedness and unpreparedness. And I think that'll contribute to the general unease of being up in front of a bunch of people. And so this is kind of your last hurrah, the last final you'll have to take before the real finals. And so let's give them another round of applause. Congratulations. Well done. What I'm going to do, I'm going to ask a question. If you will answer and just kind of pass the mic down, kind of just want to share your journey. First, for those who may not know, tell us your name and where you're from.
My name's Jeffrey Alexander, and I'm from Wichita, Kansas.
I'm Jonathan Wales, and I'm from Strasburg, Colorado.
I'm Brian Rose, and I am from here and everywhere, kind of. So I've lost track.
I'm Stephanie Becker, and I'm from Aurora, Colorado.
I'm Matthew Becker, and I'm from the same place.
Aaron Stokes, Ohio.
The Ohio. Tell us, how did you hear about Barclay, and what made you decide to come to Barclay?
I was at a funeral for a professor at Malone College in Ohio, and I overheard some people talking about Barclay there, and so thought I'd check it out. I went to Malone, and it wasn't a good fit, and so I was looking for something different, and
We heard about Barclay on the radio, and we liked the free tuition, so it was a perfect fit.
Ditto.
I heard about Barclay from my dad, mostly, and then I came here, made friends, and, well, came to the college with my dad. I was in high school, but made friends, and then just decided it was the place I wanted to be, so.
I actually also heard about Barclay College on the radio. I was going through this time in my life where I was trying to decide where I needed to be, where I needed to go, and I had actually two other offers at two other colleges. One of them was Oral Roberts University, which is one of the hardest in the nation to get into. And after I saw how much, like, their sports and everything is, it's geared towards sports, and the tuition was extremely expensive, so I had to do a lot of praying about this. And when my dad and I came and visited, I kind of got hooked on the place, and so I came back.
I also heard about Barclay over the radio. At the time, I was a senior in high school, and I was deciding what colleges I wanted to go to, and I had a full ride-on scholarship to Cali Community College for elementary education, and I was going on my last youth trip, and I just witnessed some things like a teenager getting beat by his father, and it just really struck my heart. In a place that I was like, man, for us to be around these kids and just seeing what they have to go through through their daily lives, it's just, man, it just hurt my heart. And I just remember hearing Barclay over the radio, and so me and Sean and my dad, we came here and just visited, and I just felt a presence of God just saying, you're going here. So I just did.
what degree are you graduating with, and was that the major you started with?
Youth ministry, and yes, that is what I started with.
I'm also with youth ministry, and that's exactly what I started with.
I'm a music major, and that's what I started with.
I originally started with elementary education, and having a baby changed that a little bit, so I'm actually graduating with my associates in biblical studies, which is a huge accomplishment. So,
I started with getting my psychology degree, and I'm finishing with getting my psychology degree.
And I've only ever been a theology major.
Well, that was supposed to calm you guys who switch majors a lot, but that was not calming at all. You guys started and you guys finished. Well done. Way to have the perseverance. It's okay to switch majors, though. That's the moral of this story. What part of your time here at Barclay was especially meaningful? Is there a time you can remember that was especially meaningful, or an aspect of Barclay that was especially meaningful to you?
There's an old Buddhist story that this university professor went to see this master, and he said, I'm here to learn from you, and the guy says, well, okay, come on in and have some tea, and we'll get to know each other. And water gets hot, so the master starts pouring it in the guy's cup and fills it up and keeps pouring, and it's overflowing, going all over the table to the point where the man's like, stop, there's no more room in the cup. And the master says, well, you come in here with your head all full of your own speculations and opinions, just like this cup. I can't teach you anything until you empty your head. And I think the temptation is to be like that man. I know I was when I came in here. Just give me the information, give me the piece of paper, and I'll see you later. But most meaningful thing to me has been humility, learning humility. In ways that if you know about my time here, you know, maybe it wasn't in always the most pleasant ways, but the end result I am thankful for.
Most meaningful part of Barclay to me has been probably the community. It's been quite a ride having Ethan and still being a full-time student and finishing on time, and I don't think I could have done it without the help of lots of people around us, and especially Lois and my closest friends that I've made here. And, yeah.
I would agree. The community's been great, and as we're moving to Virginia in just 11 days, it's kind of nerve-wracking to know that we're gonna have to start over, and we won't have the immediate love and support of everybody here, which has been really, really, really great.
I would have to say all the people, friends I've made, the support I've had since being here. So it's been really meaningful, and there are times where it helped a lot. So,
well, the relationships that I've made here have definitely been life-changing, and they've been things that I've needed. But I think that, like, there's other things, like chapel for me is really, like, I really enjoy chapel. And it just, I think it's because I get to see everybody all in one place, and it's all, I don't know, it just kind of shows a sense of community. But one of the other things that I really enjoyed is when I came, I started doing, we did study sessions, and we went to my house, and we would study for 8, 10, you know, something like 12 hours sometimes, studying for tests and everything. We had a lot of fun doing it, and I think that's kind of how I got started to, because I was kind of nervous about people. I didn't really know anybody, and so I just kind of stepped out, and that was how I really got to know people, and I really enjoyed that time.
I would have to say community also. Just in those times that I struggled and times where I was just down on myself, teachers, you have encouraged me so much. friends, soon to be family. You've encouraged me so much. I've always looked forward coming back after breaks and stuff, just to be in community with you guys, just because it's like our second home. And when you leave, it's just that part of your heart that's just missing. And when you come back, it's just, I'm home again.
What are your immediate plans? What are you doing right after you graduate?
Well, for me, I'm going to be moving back to Wichita, trying to find a job, whether it be in ministry or in the workforce, and try to find me a place to live and get ready for a wedding in June. Woohoo!
I think that's a really good question because I've been asking that a lot. Like, one of the things that we're hoping to go back to Colorado, and we're hoping that we can get into the youth ministry and everything and find some opportunities to do it out there, but we're not sure when yet. So for right now, I'm just going to get a job. We're going to try to save up to go home.
I am going to move to Ohio, where my family is at, and then I am going to be lazy for the rest of the year, and then I'll find a job.
We're moving to Virginia, and I'll have Matt tell you a little bit more about what we're doing there.
I've already been accepted into Regent University, and I'm going there for my master's degree, and we'll just keep doing the school thing, I guess.
Your master's degree in what?
Counseling, sorry.
Well, I'm gonna probably get back into my blog, www.theman.com, manboardblind.com, and
can you not every time?
And probably start my memoirs, and I'm gonna do some pastoring. I'm not sure where, but start contributing to all these problems we think we got figured out in the classroom here. So.
And as much as you could hope, know, plan, where do you see yourself? Where would you like to see yourself 10 years from now? What would be the goal 10 years from now? Where do you want to be? What do you want to accomplish? Don't say your blog.
Well, I'd like to have a book published. How's that? Okay. And pastoring. I just want to get into a small church and pastor and journey, continue my journey.
Yeah, doing something in the field of the degree I'm going for, and just seeing where God takes us with that.
I hope to be stay-at-home mom, so we'll see how that goes, and homeschooling, and so that'll be fun.
In 10 years, I hope to be in Japan, probably doing full-time missions work there, and maybe even have a novel or two published. So, and maybe a little Japanese children running around. Who knows?
Okay, well, first of all, we're going to start off, we're going to have about 15 to 20 kids. And I'm not saying natural born, I'm saying we want to have our own orphanage, and we want to do it for kids here in the United States. And so we see it as something that we're really, everything, we're going to have everything Christ-centered, and we're going to have a school inside of it and everything. And I just, I've seen this, like, ever since I was, like, 8 years old, I've had this dream. And so I think that God will allow us to do it. And I'd really like to see that happen. And I'd like to really be working with the youth, like, wherever I can. Just, and hopefully maybe we'll have some little ones running around. I don't know if they'll be Japanese, but that they would definitely be terrors.
I don't know if I can beat that. where I see myself in 10 years, well, I'd like to be a youth pastor, of course, but mostly I would like to be working with youth and their families alongside with my soon-to-be wife, and just serving the Lord together and just helping people with their problems with families and families that are hurting, those that are going through splits and stuff like that.
And finally, if you could give the students one piece of advice for how to get the most out of your time here at Barclay, what would that piece of advice be? How to get the most out of your time? These years go by quickly. How do you make the most of it?
Do I have to go first?
Yeah.
Let's see. Your time at college is short. Use it wisely. It really is. Since 2008, it just flew by for me. Have respect for others. Have respect for yourself. And never give up on one another, no matter how irritating you might be with someone. Love them with all your heart. That's all I got.
Okay, I would definitely have to say, make sure you study hard. It's going to be rough sometimes. But in the midst of all the studying and everything, don't forget why you're here. Remember who sent you and who you're going to school for. And just remember to continue to build relationships and don't go just, you know, go all out on the relationships. Just they're everything.
Procrastinate.
Bad.
But make sure you get your work done.
Gosh, I feel like we need to crack some jokes here. We're not very funny.
No, you don't.
Gosh, I would say be here. It's so easy to start planning for the future and to forget where you are here. To always have that end goal in mind, and just being here and in the moment and being with the people and remembering why you're here.
If you're married, use birth control.
He's right. Being a non-traditional student, I've been out there in the real world a little bit before I came here, and I can tell you that the people here, they legitimately care about you in a way that when you go back out there, you'll see that people don't
necessarily care who you are or where you've been, but just take advantage of that. your professors, the faculty, these people here aren't—they aren't just dispensers of information. They want to see you grow your entire person grow, and so use that. Use that.
Well, thank you so much for sharing with us. Chris, could I get you to move that over to the side, that pulpit? I want to kind of pray for you guys, but as you go off to the next stage of life. If you look at the New Testament, though, and the early Christian writings, every time someone was sent out, they were prayed over, but there's always a laying on of hands by the community. There is something about physical touch, the laying on of hands. Won't touch you. There is this idea of imparting a blessing, but also this idea as they go out into unknown frontiers, unknown futures, out of the comfort of the community, that they'd always remember the hands of those who love them and care for them. And that would be an encouragement. And so I want to have you guys kind of huddle up down there, and then if I could get the faculty and staff and administration to come down first, lay on hands, and then after they fill in, students, if you feel led, you can come down, lay on hands, and then I will pray, and we will bless and dismiss. And so if you will, and if you want to come down and lay on hands, feel free. Will you pray with me, please? Dear Heavenly Father, we are surrounding and blessing and honoring these graduates here today, and we are blessing them to send them out to do the work, to go on the path you have called them down. And Father, we will miss them, but help us to realize they are never really apart from us, because in the body of Christ we are all united, and in this Barclay community we will always have that connection. Father, be with each and every one of them as they discern your calling, where they need to go, the timing, the actions. Father, but help them to realize that they will always have an open door here. They will always have a welcoming hug and people who love and care for them. Father, I pray you help them step out boldly in grace, in truth, and in spirit, that they may change the world for your glory, that they may bring about, announce, and proclaim, and expand the kingdom of God. Help the rest of us, Lord, to never stop praying for them. As we have invested in their lives throughout their years here, help us to keep investing in them through prayer, through our thoughts. Father, we just ask your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Grace and peace, you're dismissed.